Culture.
The Best of TV 2024. Crowning Achievements. The small screen claims some riveting shows this year, both new and returning. The Bear.
It is among the most feted programmes of the 21st century, with good reason. The central performances, particularly from Jeremy Allen White as the quiet, obsessive chef who seeks to transform a sandwich shop into a Michelin-starred eatery, are among the finest of TV's golden age. This season was the show's weakest, which is to say it was still very good.
Colin from Accounts.
A delightful, cringeworthy Australian comedy. Ash and Gordon, Harriet Dyer and Patrick Brammel, are steadfast in their love for Colin, the disabled dog that brought them together. Yet their relationship faces tests, as Dyer and Mr. Brammel, who are married in real life and write the show as well as star in it, have great comic timing.
Cristobal Balenciaga.
A stylish mini-series about the Spanish couturier once called the master of us all by his peer, Christian Dior. It spans three decades of Balenciaga's career, from his arrival in Paris in 1937 to his retirement in 1968. Beautifully shot, the show is a testament to the designer's craft and bold vision, as well as his need for control.
The Diplomat.
Think ambassadors are all pomp and parties? You have not watched this political thriller set in London. The Diplomat is a blend of international intrigue, office politics and sexual tension. It stars an impeccable trio. Kerry Russell as America's ambassador to Britain, Rufus Sewell as her husband, and David Jassy as Britain's foreign secretary.
The Franchise.
Superhero films may be a serious business, but they are also preposterous. This satire of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, co-created by Armando Iannucci, follows the cast and crew of Tecto, Eye of the Storm. Daniel Himesh Patel, the first assistant director, must mediate between egotistical actors, the precious director, and bullish executives.
Franklin.
Based on A Great Improvisation, Stacey Schiff's biography of the founding father, the miniseries focuses on Benjamin Franklin's years persuading the French to fund the Revolutionary War. Viewers will be surprised by how close America came to being defeated by the British. Michael Douglas is wily and charming as Franklin.
Hacks.
A geriatric comedian, Deborah Vance, and her 20-something protégé reunite to pursue her decades-old dream, becoming the host of a late-night talk show. This third outing is both funnier and less conventional than previous seasons. Like the best comics, Hacks only gets better with time.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Two spies, Donald Glover, who also co-created the series, and Maya Erskine, go undercover as a married couple and unexpectedly fall in love. Their assignments are exciting, but the show excels in its examination of marriage and attendant questions of intimacy and trust. Based on the film from 2005, this version of the tale is superior.
Ripley.
An engrossing retelling of Patricia Highsmith's psychological thriller novel of 1955, darker than the film of 1999. Andrew Scott is captivating as the titular con artist, by turns affable and callous. The drama unfolds over 8 hours, all of them gripping thanks to beautiful cinematography and Stephen Zalian's measured storytelling.
Rivals.
This adaptation of Jilly Cooper's bonkbuster novel of 1988 is unabashedly of another era. The men are lecherous, the women gorgeous, the sex gratuitous, and the puns execrable. Television programmes today take themselves seriously. Rivals does not at all. Instead, it offers romps, rumps, and lashings of champagne, It is, in short, glorious.
Slow Horses.
In its fourth season, Slow Horses is hitting its stride, with tight plotting, snappy dialogue, and a terrific ensemble. Gary Oldman is superb as Jackson Lamb, a filthy, flatulent spy with a well-disguised big heart. As is Kristin Scott Thomas as Diana Taverner, a supremely competent, often conniving, but always cool-headed intelligence bureaucrat.
Shogun.
This samurai epic, set in the 17th century, is adapted from a hit novel of 1975, itself loosely based on actual historical events. It offers fans of sword-fighting stories everything they would expect. Yet as well as gory action, shocking betrayals, and the collapse of dynasties, this Japanese-language drama is an incisive meditation on the pursuit of power.
True Detective.
The fourth series of this anthology crime drama again features a standout cast, this time including Christopher Eccleston and Jodie Foster. Set at a remote research station in Alaska, the police chief, Ms. Foster, must work out what links missing scientists, a murdered Inupiat woman, and supernatural forces. It nearly matches the highs of the brilliant first season. All shows are available to stream in America and Britain.